This hour of our morning cup of jazz, made possible in part thanks to the San Francisco Symphony. They're presenting Holiday Brass with Baroque Masterworks and Christmas Favorites on Sunday, December 6th, 8 o'clock. Tickets and information at sfsymphony.org. The San Francisco Symphony, proud to support KCESM, Jazz 91. I don't know what it is, but, you know, this is going to be our third drummer we've had in as many days. We're going to talk with Brian Bowman coming up after we hear some music.
Thank you.
That's Brian Bowman. He's the drummer on this date. His new album called Like Minds. Boy, when this came in, you know, we were all over it. It's just wonderful. Yeah, I'm so glad you came in today, Brian Bowman.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, Like Minds. It's got all my favorite players on here. Ian Carey playing trumpet and flugelhorn, and Bob Kematsu and Matt Clark. Yay, Matt. Piano with Doug Miller on bass. And that's a kind of a provocative title, Needles Everywhere. It's actually about pine needles, right?
Yeah, it's a Christmas song, so I thought it might be nice.
That's good. You didn't grow up here. You grew up in Chico, right?
Northern California.
Yeah. Why did you get into drums? You're my third drummer in a row. I mean, we had Alan Hall on last week. We had Matt Wilson on Monday, so there
great
you
drummers,
go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
was it
drummers.
Just to get girls and all that?
Well, I was about 12 when I started, so I don't think
I was much
concerned about girls at the time. But it was more to piss off my brother, probably, to start off, you know.
Really? But, how old was your brother? Younger?
He was 2 years older than
me. Oh, 2 years older. Yeah.
But, it was. I'm kidding. My mom bought me a drum set when I was about 12, and I just took to it. I loved it, you know, and got into rudiments and practicing.
Yeah, doing your paradiddles and your... Yeah. Radamacues. I can't even remember what that was. So,
Radamadiddles.
Yeah, Radamadiddles. So there. You'll be at Musically Minded Academy on Saturday night, kind of celebrating this record. Same guys?
Same guys,
yeah. Same guys, yeah. With Bob Kematsu, Matt Clark, Doug Miller, and Brian Bowman. So, why don't you pick something off here? I want to talk about it. Set this up.
Okay. How about The Undone?
What's The Undone about?
Oh, well, the title, I suppose it's sort of about all the things you wanted to do, and they're not quite done yet, you know, so this album was a process of finishing some compositions that were unfinished and then starting some new ones.
Yeah.
So it's maybe The Undone was part of the process, you know.
Yeah, did you come
that down? Struggle, it's a bit of a struggle sometimes getting through material to get it to the point where you can present it to a band, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Did you come down here for school? Did you come down for
college? No, I came down to play.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was finished
with school. It ain't happening up at Chico.
Yeah, it's a great town, and there's some really fine players up there, but there's not a lot, you know. It's a very small scene. So down here, there was more opportunity. And when I first got here, I was really fortunate to meet Donald Bailey and got to play his session with him for many months. It was called the Berkeley House. I think it was on University.
Uh-huh,
it was it's a hotel, but they had a lobby there.
Yeah, Doug had a.
And I met all these great players there, and he had me playing drums on the session because he wanted to play piano and harmonica.
Yeah.
It was a great education when I first got here, so it was really nice.
That's a great way to start.
Definitely.
Hook up with Doug Bailey.
Definitely. Yeah.
Brian Bowman is in. We'll hear a little bit from this album. Come back, talk some more. Thank you. drummer gets the last word on that. Well, it's his record, darn it. Brian Bowman, that's called Baloo's. Is that for, like, it's a blues for Baloo of the Jungle Book?
That's correct.
Oh, I got it. Ding, ding, ding.
A lot of the titles came from conversations also... with my, in our family, you know, my kids was way into Jungle Book.
When yeah, yeah.
The time we were writing some of these tunes.
Your kids now, Andrew's now 3 and a half,
three
right?
And a half.
Yeah. So, and it's also got that monk feel, so it's like Baloo, Boulevard Blues.
Yeah, there's some things in there, yeah.
Oh, that's nice. Ian Carey, trumpet flugelhorn on here, Bob Kinmatsu, a tenor, Matt Clark on piano, Doug Miller on bass, and Brian Bowman, drums. Your first record.
Yep.
As
first
a leader.
One.
Congratulations.
First one, finally.
That's great. And they'll be celebrating this over at Musically Minded Academy Saturday night. Jim Bennett is running this program. Are you doing a special... kind of, he's been doing thematic things over there. Are you doing
He made an exception for me. He's been doing, you know, it's been sort of like pick an artist and play their music for the night, which is a great idea.
You know, Wayne Shorter or whatever.
Yeah. I think he, I don't know, it was kind of him to make the exception to let me play my own music.
Yeah, that's
so maybe
nice.
The theme is just, you know, an original artist.
Yeah. Yeah, who are your favorite drummers? I mean, if you were to do a theme night, would you do Elvin Jones? Would you do Tony Williams?
Oh, that's
would
a good question.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'd be terrified to do either one of them. I mean, I have a lot of favorites. You know, Art Taylor is one of my favorite swinging drummers.
Yeah.
And, you know, Blakey's great, and Elvin and Tony.
Mm-hmm. You could do
DeJeanette. When I was younger, I was way into DeJeanette, and I still love him.
You know, I caught one of his drumsticks down at Paul Masson one time. He was playing with Pat Metheny, and nice. We were sitting in the second row, and his drumstick broke, and I picked it up, and there was a kid sitting behind me, and I gave it to the kid.
Oh, that was nice of you.
Well,
that was
the
right
was
thing
like
to
there.
Do.
You know, he was a drummer kid, so you
yeah,
know,
that was the right thing
him,
to
but,
do.
But I thought, I've got Jack DeJeanette's stick in my hand.
Yeah, he's pretty phenomenal, and a great composer too,
and a great pianist.
Yeah,
as well. So all of these are your compositions on here.
That's
so
correct,
that, is that where you're going?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
Personally, it takes a long time for me to compose. There's always sort of some struggle involved in getting things done, because you know I write on piano, but it's not my primary instrument. So there's been a lot of catch up as far as like developing the technique in order to play enough to write. You know,
that's
and,
right. You get out your software, baby. That's it. You know,
that's never been my thing. The software thing just never appealed to me.
No, me neither.
I'd rather play on an instrument.
Yeah.
So it's I hope to do another record of originals in the next few years. So.
Yeah, let's hear one more. Maybe we'll get two more in. My guest is Brian Bowman. He's the drummer on this date, Like Mines, and it's brand new. If somebody wants to get this. Do you have the website?
CD Baby, CD Brian Baby. Bowman. You can just...
Bryan, Brian Bowman, Bowman, drums. Like Minds is the name of the album. Chewy wrote, Resident Effort, great, on the front.
That's nice.
An exclamation point.
I wanted to say thanks to all your DJs for being so generous in playing it. It's been fantastic.
Yeah, we really liked it when it came in. The only problem I have with, everybody sends us these little skinny ones now.
Yeah,
you know,
because
it's cost effective to not have, you know, the big
old. Yeah, it's recyclable,
not
too.
The big old,
yeah,
exactly. you know, it's earth friendly. But they fall into the...
I understand,
rack,
yeah.
You know, somebody will say, well, how come you're not playing my record? Well, I can't find it. You know?
Next time I'll make a double CD.
That's right, man. Those are the ones. Those are the ones.
The obvious on the shelf.
That's right. Like the reissue of the Errol Garner, you know,
exactly.
Concert of the Seas. Concert by the Seas got this huge box.
Can't miss it, right?
Yeah, can't miss it. So, yeah, we'll hear another one. This is called The Undone. Did we do The Undone?
Nope.
No, let's do that. That's a tune called The Undone. Brian Bowman, the drummer. Ian Carey, trumpet, flugelhorn. Bob Kenmatsu, tenor, with Matt Clark, piano. Doug Miller on bass. And this is Brian's new album called Like Minds, and they'll be over at Musically Minded Academy Saturday night. Jim Bennett. Is Jim going to record this show?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah.
He does. He records all the shows, and he's fantastic.
And then maybe he can produce it for you, and you can have a second album.
You know, that would be great. It'll be the same set, though, so I'm not sure. A studio album and then a live album.
Oh, come on. Come on.
I believe he is going to record it.
And, that'll be good.
So, he's a great host. I mean, he's just, I really enjoy.
Yeah, he's got great ears.
Yeah.
You know, he really, and thank you,
his
Jim.
His shows are all great. And,
his shows are great.
Yeah.
And probably, he'll probably use it on an In the Moment.
Hopefully,
show.
Yeah. If it comes out good, hopefully he'll play it.
If it comes out.
Who knows?
If it comes out
But
well.
We're excited about the show, and, you know, to be able to share original music is a gift, you know?
I don't know how you got away with this.
I don't
with
either.
With Jim, because he's been doing...
Oh, with Jim.
He's been doing these thematic shows over there, so... I don't know
he made
what
an
you
exception.
Did. Did you, like,
nice
grease his palm or something, you know? So it's a great band. It's a great band. Ian's one of my favorite locally based guys. Trumpet
too.
And flugelhorn, yeah. Yeah, are you playing in any other bands?
Yeah.
What kind of casuals you got?
You know,
it's the holiday season, man, you know?
I have to admit, I'm nothing regular. It's just all here and there.
Oh,
stuff
I know.
Here and there.
Yeah.
Last night at Puccini and Panetti restaurant with Bob Kenmotsu on saxophone. Noah Shanker was playing bass.
Excellent.
And Bob Brumbelow on guitar, great guitar player.
Yeah, he is a great, great guitar player. Yeah, well, it's the holiday season, so I see you guys all out there playing those casuals everywhere.
this was just one of their regular nights. You know?
Was it? Yeah. There's a lot of places got music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And tonight I'll be at a local edition downtown San Francisco.
That's right. Yeah, try not to get too hot for the room now. Brian Bowman is our guest. Like Minds, the new album, this whole group will be over at Musically Minded Academy. I can do one long set Saturday night. I think the rain might be gone by then.
Hopefully.
Big rain coming in.
Yeah, so. Please do come out. We'd love to see you.
Pick one more to go out with, Brian.
Okay.
Which one you like?
Let's see. How about Restless Boy? This is written for my son.
Yes. Well, come on. You know, he's 3 and a half, so things are, you know, you're coming off the other side.
The title might be changed to Wacko Boy.
No, 3 and a half. 3 and a half. No, you still got a few more years
of
crazy wacko stuff.
That's good to know.
Restless Boy. Thanks for coming in, Brian.
Thank you for having me. Really appreciate it.
Like Minds, the new album from Brian Bowman, and he'll be over at Musically Minded Academy with his same band on Saturday night for one long set.